we're talking about this issue today because there's a shortfall in the state budget, just as there are shortfalls all over this country. That shortfall was not caused by police officers or firefighters in the state of Washington. That's a fault of Wall Street and our government's failure to balance their budget and keep track of what's going on in the economy.
So what is the problem with this? What's your issue?
It merges two plans that have dissimilar benefits and leaving Plan 1 members with no control whatsoever over the pension system.
It's taking out of their pension fund, right? Let's put it in layman's terms.
It takes control away from the members with no ability to vote on any changes in the future to it, and any surplus that might be left, which rightfully belongs to the state, would go to another system.
So this is conjecture right now, Dave. They think there's going to be some money left over, right?
It's all number crunching. It all depends on how the economy does in the near future, and nobody can predict that. There was an attempt to take over or cash out our fund in 2000. We had about $1 billion surplus at that point in time, and they wanted to disperse that to members, the state, and our employers. And subsequent budget issues have shown that had that happened, we would now be underfunded by a significant amount.
When they say overfunded, when you pass on and all the rest of you have gone, there's going to be money left over. Is that what they're saying? When they've paid out your pensions and you die, there's going to be money left over, but that's just number crunching. They're just saying, well, that's what it looks like right now, but you've been here before.
Yes, the state actuary estimates that a surplus will exist at the time this passes on in somewhere $5 billion. That's an estimate, depending on how the economy does.
Now, it seems to me they have the right to do this.
They have a right to write a bill, same as anybody does. It doesn't mean it's the right thing to do.
So what can we do about it as just ordinary people in the street?
Well, we need to ask people if they wouldn't mind contacting their legislators on the Ways and Means Committees of both the House and the Senate and tell them, no, it's the wrong thing to do.
When are they expected to vote on this, Mark?
There still is a system to be played out, and we have to see how that system goes. Ross Hunter and Gary Alexander of the Ways and Means Committee in the House have been doing quite a good job of trying to protect the vulnerable older officers, firefighters, widows, and worse doesn't go so far as to open up our pension plan. If that opens up, other pension plans may have to be squirming quite a bit in the future. The legislature has a strong, hungry taste for money, and they want it every year, and they keep finding it every year, and who's next? We certainly don't want to be blamed for what the state senators might want to do, and of course the representatives on grabbing money in the future from who knows where. This is a terrible situation.
One of the things that strikes me straight away is this is not just going to affect you as older law enforcement and firefighters. It's going to affect the employment of newer officers, newer firefighters, because it's going to cost those authorities more.
That would be correct.
In a long-term viewpoint, what needs to happen is that the legislators need to budget with a sharper pen. We are trying to keep them from using pension monies to balance their budget. So if they paid more attention to their obligations, we wouldn't be here having to defend a pension system from their budget shortfalls.